guys.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Fat with an F. I'm TJ, and I'm here with Katie Cutler.
Hello.
And Matt Myers.
This is my voice.
How are you guys?
Good.
Good?
Wet, because it's raining outside.
Oh, I thought you were like...
No, not sexually wet, no.
Sorry.
I'm not sexually wet either.
You never have been. I'm sorry.
Katie's being a bitch today.
I've been very sassy today, yes. It's not coming from anywhere other than probably the fact that I've been very soggy.
It's not coming?
No. That was not funny.
Oops. So, yeah. Today, I guess we're going to talk about relationships.
Cool.
And the good, the bad, the facts of life. Are you okay, Matt?
Oh, I was not warned of the subject matter.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Yeah.
I thought you told me.
I didn't, no.
Oh.
We'll be okay. This is a safe spot on the internet.
It is.
Well, we can talk about something else.
Let's talk about it.
We can talk about,
I got gin. We'll be okay.
Yeah, he's got gin. He'll be
well, okay. I keep making people drink, but they don't want to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Who?
I try to make people drink before they come on the show, but no one wants to drink.
Oh. I'm going to have some as we go.
So, okay.
Don't worry. You're okay.
I'm really hot.
I know.
But not like Missy Elliott.
I know.
But just like... Well, she has a song called I'm Really, Really Hot.
Please don't act like I don't know the entire discography. I know every song Missy Elliott has written and some that she chose not to include on her albums.
Really?
No!
She's being a bitch today.
I'm not a bitch. If I were a guy and I were acting this way, you would say I
You're
was
a dick.
Taking charge.
No, sweetheart.
Instead of a bitch.
I know.
It's fine, though.
Oh, no, I'm really not worried about it.
Oh, I know.
I know you know.
So, instead of relationships...
No, let's talk about relationships.
I feel like I put you on the spot now.
I really thought
she told you.
I really didn't tell you.
Because I was about to tell you, and then Katie was like, I know what we're talking about today.
I was just bragging that I knew...
And then you just didn't tell him.
What's funny is I realized on my walk over here that I had no idea what we were going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, we'll probably just drink and talk about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I had a look, that's what the look was. It was like, am I a psychic? Because I've actually had in the last few weeks a lot of experiences like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'll think about someone that I haven't seen in a really long time or heard from in a really long time.
And then you'll listen to Adele, and then you'll be, like, in your room all day, and then you'll watch the gay and lesbian section on Netflix.
I'm almost sure that that's not what he was going
for. Oh, okay.
I'm almost sure that that wasn't.
What were you going for?
Well, I'll think about someone, and then, like, anywhere between 30 minutes and, like, 2 days later, they will walk back into my life.
Yes.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's really
weird.
Maybe
you are psychic.
That happens to me, maybe, too. I get, like, a weird moment... Like, and it only happens, like, certain periods of my life, and I don't know when, like, what defines
I'm in one of those periods.
Happen.
These last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been
weird.
Uncanny. I can summon people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that, too, where I'll think about someone from my past, and then I'll message them on Facebook, and then they'll respond.
Yeah.
But
that's why I don't message anybody who I haven't thought about in a long time.
Mm.
Unless message first.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
No, it's
anyone
safe.
Who wants to be messaged by me, message me first. I'd be happy to respond.
Message for all the Katie Cutler fans.
And
if you want to get with this.
There are at least a couple of those somewhere. I'm not saying that they're listening to this, but like.
Well, you're sitting with two.
Aww, that was so cute. Matt, I could look at your mug any day and just be happy about it forever.
Aww.
Yeah.
We love each other.
Mm-hmm. We do.
That
There's
we
a
do.
Passion here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What do you have any specific questions to ask us about breakups?
Well, now I'm kind of hesitant to ask you questions.
Cause no,
no,
go,
no, no,
go,
no, no, no,
go,
no,
go, go,
no.
Go.
Hesitancy. Nope. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's this rule among millennials, kind of.
Okay.
Where if you text a person, you have to kind of... pretend like you're not interested in them and not, like, Just text them all the time?
It's kind of like playing hard to get, but it's like playing the game of least interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, like, a legitimate? Oh, Katie got this cheesy braids here, so...
Which means...
She's bread for everyone, let's not exaggerate.
That's true, she did buy a cheesy bread for everyone, so she's not... She's definitely not a bitch, I tell you that.
Well... I don't know. Like an abusive relationship where you get bought off with fancy jewelry.
I would love that. I mean, not the abuse, of course.
But you want the jewelry.
Yeah,
no one wants the abuse.
I mean, I think I could take a punch. I mean, domestic violence is not funny. We're okay.
I think what's worse is emotional abuse. Mental abuse.
Yeah,
that's another thing, man. Yeah. I was thinking about that earlier today, and I don't remember why.
You're psychic.
What are you thinking about?
Or I can only just think about three things, and that's all I talk about. I was saying that I was thinking earlier today about how much worse emotional and mental abuse is than physical abuse. And that's not to, like, belittle physical abuse.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking devastating. Sorry, I said that out loud. I just said it again.
Yeah, it's...
Damn it.
Did you wish it wasn't that loud?
No, I just feel bad.
Oh, there's no need. Thank you.
All right.
If you've never tried Domino's stuffed cheesy bread,
this is an unpaid advertisement for them because they are just that good.
I never have tried it.
Oh my god, welcome.
You are going to be addicted to this now.
Just know that you can never come back from this.
All right, back to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the first relationship that you ever had romantically? And how old were you?
I was 19 when I got my first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Do you have any girlfriends before that?
No girlfriends. Wait. In middle school, I had a girlfriend for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
And we never kissed on the mouth, but one day after school, I was getting so much pressure from everyone that, like, right. We were in the courtyard, and I was like, I know I have to make some sort of move, be a cool guy.
Yeah.
So I was so short that I had to jump to kiss her on the cheek.
Oh, no.
And then I ran away.
Yeah. Hell, you did.
We had been boyfriend-girlfriend for about 2 weeks.
Wow. And what ended it?
I think that, because the next day I came to school, and someone who I had never talked to before, one of the cool kids, came up to me, and he was like, "Hey, man, I heard you and Alana broke up." And I had no idea, A, that we'd broken up, B, who this person was.
Oh, no.
How old were you?
13, probably. And I was really relieved.
That's fine.
I don't know. I guess it was in Guatemala.
Oh, that story you told me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was, like, we were together while I was in the country, and then I left, and I don't know, it was great, but, like, I wasn't going to have a long distance relationship with somebody who I may or may not see again. So, like, yeah. It was really cute and nice. And I spoke Spanish a lot, so.
What was his name? Say it in your best accent.
His name was Jose Everardo Lopez.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm wet now.
I know. He'll do that to you. And, yeah, I don't know, he's a really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has since, he was seeing this girl, another girl who was an administrator at the school that he worked at, and they had a baby, and now they're married, and they live in Wisconsin. Small world.
I can't imagine moving from, where was he?
Guatemala.
Iowa.
Well, he wanted to, too. I mean, it was going to be hard for him because he's studying to be an engineer.
No.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. But while he was studying to be an engineer, like, he's one of those people who, like, actually would be taking a job away from an American. So that's where he wanted to be an engineer. And now, because he's married, he can live here, but it's hard for him to get working set. It's just complicated.
So you're in touch still?
Yeah. Yeah, we talk once in a while. We're Facebook friends, and... see pictures of him and his kid and his wife all the time. Yeah, the other day I messaged him because I realized that in the last 4 or 5 years since I've been there and all the Spanish that I've learned then and subsequently, I never found out what the word for fart was, and I thought that was that was just a big hole, like a gaping hole in my knowledge of the Spanish language.
Why did you take lessons if you weren't going to learn that?
Exactly, right. Like, what was I doing? So I messaged him and was like, hi, I just realized I don't know what the word for fart is, so what is it?
That's smooth. I mean, you weren't trying to get with him, but
no,
if you were trying to reconnect with someone.
Yeah, ask him how to say fart.
Because it doesn't look like you're trying.
It wasn't that I was trying to reconnect with him, because like we've been reconnected. Like we can talk to each other whenever. It's
Katie just doesn't message people first. We covered that.
Yeah. No, he and I have like every once in a while we message each other and catch up. That's different.
Yeah.
People that I went to school with, who I wasn't like good friends with, but all of a sudden I'm like, oh, that person. Like, I don't want to freak him out. Mm. But Jose and I are like friends who just don't talk as much anymore.
That's good.
Yeah. Sure. What about you, TJ?
I've never really been in a relationship except like the thing that you were saying in like 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a girl for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
was her name also Alana?
No, her name was not Alana. Her name was Trisha. Mm-hmm.
La Trisha?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You were just adding on some Alana. It sounded like you were combining words and letters. Never mind.
No. She's real. But I didn't do anything. I just braided her hair. And then...
God bless you.
That was it, I think.
Another 8th grade memory. My social studies teacher, to this day one of the best teachers I've ever had, used to sing Anastasia just in class.
Okay.
What song?
I don't know, probably like the one it's famous
dancing
for.
Dancing bears, painted wings, things I almost remember.
Nope.
And a song someone sings once upon a December. What other song is there?
That's the big one.
The other ones are,
The Princess Anastasia.
I can learn to do it. You can learn to do it. Bum 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 bum. Yep. There's nothing to it. Bum 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 bum.
There's that
and
one.
It's true. You can learn to do it too.
He would sing that after, like, at the end of class. Yeah.
You sing that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty
adorable.
Fun
adorable.
Like, I think it was like every Friday or something like
what
that.
What class was this?
Social studies.
Yeah, it was.
And thanks to him, I know where almost every country is to this day.
Oh, that's nice. Used to be able to tell you where every country was in South America, and now I cannot.
I just can.
I can tell you where a couple of them are.
South and Central America are easy. I can do most of Asia. I can do almost all of Europe. Africa is harder.
Africa is impossible. I mean, it also is changing every few years.
Don't be racist.
I'm not being racist. It changes a lot. Not every country's name, but several countries' names change a lot.
Africa is a continent.
I know. Countries in Africa change their names a lot.
Okay. As a person who is descended from... Descended. A descendant.
A descendant of...
Africa.
Of people who are from Africa,
no,
yes.
I'm literally...
But, yes, but even still... You are descended from people who were from Africa.
No.
No? No?
Mm-mm.
What is that? Why no?
Because I have a lineage, royalty.
A royal lineage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Connected to Africa.
Right. So
you've seen the movie Coming to America?
No.
True story.
A documentary about you?
It is.
Wait, but I think we're
just
splitting hairs.
No, just don't be racist. So what was that other song in Anastasia where it was like the bats and it was
Oh, das vidanya on your grace farewell!
Where it was like a bunch of bats like marching downstairs.
Yep.
That was the best.
Yep, if I was a bat, I would never march. I would fly everywhere.
I can imagine you as Bartok.
I know, Matt.
Who's Bartok?
Bartok.
Is that the Robin Williams?
I'd give her a ha and a hoo-ya and I kicker surf.
That was perfect.
He's Rasputin's little minion. A little white bat.
I'm starting to think, or having thoughts confirmed, that I've never seen this movie.
What?
We should stop right now, watch it, then come back.
We'll watch it during, with commentary. Mm-hmm. Because that's a pretty good film. Mm-hmm. It's, to me, it's the best princess film. Mm-hmm. In terms of just like...
It's a bold statement.
I mean, I don't know why, but it just seems...
Is it about a true story?
Well, also, it's like, she's not just born from it. She's coming from the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like Drake.
I was just about...
Now she's here. Now she's here. I'll tell you this, though.
Well, now she's not.
Oh, boy. Now she's dead. Can I pop your balloon?
Or she actually died in real...
Well, I'll tell you. You're like, oh, where is she? And they're like, I don't know. We can't find her anywhere. She was buried on the grounds. She was killed the night that everybody else was killed, along with her younger brother. The two of them got away. But that wasn't as publicized as the brother did, too. Because the princess is more romantic. Mm-hmm. So they were killed on the palace grounds. But the Soviets had closed down everything around it for, quote-unquote, investigations. So,
who murdered these people?
There was a revolt.
Yeah, exactly. How are you going to, like, investigate a revolt?
Oh, yeah. It's the Soviets. You know.
Corruption.
And exactly. And so nobody from an outside source had a chance to look around and report back. Mm. So everybody's just like, well, I guess she is lost. Hope she is okay. but she has been dead this whole time.
Yeah, I knew that, and I specifically didn't look up more information about it because of that, mm-hmm. but now it's fine.
It's very sad.
It is incredibly sad. But Russia is a sad place.
It is. It's fame for sadness. Don't be racist.
I bet they weren't, though, so it's okay.
Yep, that's how that works.
There have been a lot of videos nowadays with racist things happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more than usual, I feel like.
And it's good that it's being documented. Mm-hmm. But also...
Oh, I thought we were talking about, like, what is her name? Sweet Georgia Brown? But we're talking about, like...
Oh, you mean he thought you were talking about the Ain't Nobody Got Time for That lady, and not... the civil rights issues that our nation is facing all over again.
Oh, you're talking about, like, the little news blurbs where it's, like, somebody crazy.
Yeah, like, I'm on board now. I know.
Well, it's, like, evolved through time. It's, like, it was just people who would say weird things on the news, and now it's, like, terrible acts of violence against people. Well, I was watching a video the other day, and I posted it, and it was this, like, there's more videos now of, like, irate white women.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're getting all up in the face of the cops.
And the cops are like, and the cops please, like, ma'am.
Please stop it. Right.
Mm.
And it's like, I posted that, and people were like, oh, the cops didn't do anything wrong. And I'm like, that's not the point.
Right, that's not why I'm posting it
that's
here.
That's not why I'm posting
I'm
it.
I'm not mad at the cops. I'm mad at the people who would be tased and in the back of that police car. And or dead by now if they were a different race.
Because it's not just racist, it's also sexist, because mm-hmm. you're implying that a woman can't put out a switchblade mm-hmm. or...
Well, I mean, it's also a matter of just, like, of conditioning. It's not even that he's, mm-hmm. like, presently thinking that she's not a threat to him, but it's also, have you seen this test that, we did it in a psychology class in high school, that Stanford, I want to say, came up with, and they flash pictures on the screen of different people's faces, mm-hmm. and they do it in a sixth of a second, and you have to press, like a button that's either like threat or not a threat, and you have to do it so fast that your brain doesn't have time to think anything over.
Yeah.
And the large majority of white test subjects, and black test subjects actually. Have clicked that black faces are more of a threat than white faces. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for women and men. Like, there are, and it's hard to get cops to admit that, like, that their brains aren't fully in their control all the time, so it's hard to talk to them about bias. But But it happens all the time with different races and genders and et cetera's. Mm-hmm. And it's because as much as we don't want to, people do a lot of things based on appearances of the people around them. Because mm-hmm. we're still animals.
Animals. Animals like animals. Morals.
Yes.
How's that song go?
I don't know.
Are you singing Animal from America's Funniest Animal Videos that was on Animal Planet when I was growing up?
That is very specific, and I wish
Animal,
I was.
Animal, Animal, hot diggity dog, it's Animal.
Oh, Maroon 5 stole that then.
What?
See, I don't know the Maroon 5 song.
Maroon 5 has songs like, just like it, I already did it.
Oh, just like Animal. Animals.
I thought they were talking saying wolves, but I don't.
They weren't. They were elongating the last part.
I was giving them too much credit on their lyrics.
What's your royal lineage that you're from?
Africa.
Where?
That's a continent, not a country.
Not a country. The whole thing is not a country.
Check your privilege. Everybody, yep.
At the door.
At door. Hey, you said you were from a royal lineage. What's a royal lineage?
My family. What do you need to know?
I feel like if you ask any more questions, some Secret Service is going to kill you, Katie.
I mean, we fled here, similar to Anastasia's situation.
Okay.
A revolt.
Oh, that Coming Home movie or something.
Coming to America.
Sorry, hashtag check your privilege, hashtag I exchanged home for America.
I like the movie Homeward Bound.
You're right! You know why? Because everyone loves good movies.
Is this a slide towards Coming to America?
I haven't seen Coming to America.
Neither have I.
I haven't seen Anastasia.
But I have seen Homeward Bound. And can I tell you something about Homeward Bound?
Of course you've both seen Homeward Bound.
Can I tell you something about Homeward Bound? Uh-huh. It's about two dogs and a cat overcoming obstacles together.
Who could also talk.
Without moving their mouths.
So they're psychic.
Your eyes got so big. I know.
I think that's an underrated part of the movie.
It absolutely is. Can I tell you something else?
Yes.
There is a point where they get over the first hill, you know, in the very beginning? They get over the first hill of, like, the foothill of the mountain, and they look out across the thing, because they thought that Peter was going to be right over the hill, right? So they get up to the top of the foothill, and they're like, oh, we're almost there. We'll be able to see our house from here. They don't know that they're in the Rocky Mountains. So,
because they're dogs.
Because they're animals.
Animal.
So they get to the top of the foothill, and they look out, and you know the golden retriever's name is Shadow.
Yeah,
I thought the cat was named Shadow.
Nope, my name's Sassy. Mm-hmm. Sassy, Sassy turns to, and Sassy comes over. Sassy Chance and Shadow, they come over the hill, and Sassy looks out and goes, "Oh, Shadow." And apparently, whenever my mom or dad found themselves in a situation where they wanted to say, oh, shit, from that point on, they would say, oh, Shadow, to each other.
That's a good insight.
It was great. And they used it again, actually, when I was back at school. And when my friend roped us into helping her move her futon, mm-hmm. because we had a minivan. Mm-hmm. And then we had to move it up all, like, to her apartment. And we were like, oh, yeah, that'll be fine. But we got in the thing to check out the way we were going to get it up. And it was all these stairs. And my mom grabbed my dad's arm and went, oh, shit. That's
funny. I love that.
That's great.
It was real cute.
So none of you had parents who would curse in front of you, but wouldn't let you curse in front of them?
No. When I was born, my mom was like, I have to be allowed one swear word. So she would say damn sometimes. And then one day, I looked at her and said, damn it. And she was like, no. And then she never swore in front of me.
I think the first time I swore, or the first time I can remember swearing in front of my parents, was when I was learning to drive. And it took me a very long time to learn to drive because that's always been a fear of mine. I was probably like 16 when I was doing this lesson. And I was on a busy street and like I was in the middle turn lane, cars going on both sides, and I went, oh, shit. And then I turned to my mom, who's sitting next to me in the passenger seat. I said, sorry. And she said, oh, I don't give a fuck.
That's great.
There was this, the first time I ever swore in front of my dad on purpose, because we're not allowed to swear in our house. Even now, I can swear with my mom no matter what, but my dad refuses. And he says that he thinks that swearing is, and even he does it all the time with other people, but with his family, he doesn't want to because something like swearing is, it's kind of a catcher in the rye thing. Like, he thinks that it's sort of the symbol of an uglier and harsher world, and he doesn't think that our family should be ugly or harsh to each other.
It's like the last few chapters of Catcher in the Rye.
It is,
when
yeah.
he finds fuck written.
It is. My dad just wants to, like, erase fuck from every wall in every establishment.
Oh.
It's cute, but it's also frustrating because you can't talk about things sometimes. Like, one time, but the first time I ever swore in front of him and he was okay with it was we were looking at colleges and we were driving around Midwest and the sun was in his eyes, and he needed a new pair of sunglasses. He always ugly, like sunglasses that people in the 60s thought that people in the future would wear. He looks like an idiot.
If he would have just worn glasses from the 60s,
he'd be so cool.
Right, but he likes the ones that wrap all the way around his face because...
I don't even know what that looks like.
Me? It's like from Star Trek?
Yeah, pretty much. Like a Star Trek sunglasses kind of situation. He looks like an idiot.
Those are real?
Yes. But what I did was, because he was trying them on, and he knows, that, like, we make fun of him to his face all the time about his sunglasses.
To his face.
We're like, Dad, you look like an idiot. But he likes them, so he doesn't care. And he put on a pair, turned to me, and said, what do you think? And I just stared at him with my mouth open for like, almost a whole minute, and he goes, and he, you know, I know what he expected, and he goes, you're being real quiet, and I was going, and I said, that's because I'm not allowed to use the word ass. And he thought it was the funniest thing that had ever happened to him, and from then on, we were allowed to use the word ass if it was in that context.
In that context only. Yeah. Only talking about his sunglasses.
Yep. In the context of, but I'm not allowed to say, you know. He thought it was the funniest thing that had ever happened to him. And he was right, because I'm funny. No one can see this, but I'm down.
The dog is here. He wants
some. Oh, hush the dog. Why do we do that? We always talk like that to animals. I do anyway.
Because they're dumb.
Well, they're not. They're really smart.
I mean, dogs. Dog,
okay,
dog
but imagine.
I'm just saying, so, if I ate my own
imagine,
shit, people would knock me out.
First thing is the yeah. thing is that not every dog eats his own shit.
Well, they would if they had the opportunity.
That's not true. Dogs what? Have the opportunity every day, and plenty of them choose not to.
Should I check my privilege?
Yes, immediately.
Okay, well.
And don't you know that animals can communicate telepathically with each other?
That's true.
And play the piano.
Mm. And.
As Aristocats point out.
And sound just like Forrest Gump's
for
mom.
Okay, you got there.
Keep it going.
It took me a minute.
We'll round up.
Mm-hmm, I thought so.
And what else has cats in it? Oh, play basketball.
Milo and Otis.
Milo and Otis, what is it?
You said what else has cats in it, so I said another movie about dogs and cats.
Milo and Otis, Air Bud is where I think you were going.
Oh, God, Air Bud.
Love Air Bud. Mm. I reference that movie all the time. like the scene where he paddles Air Bud out to an island. He's like, don't you know I never wanted you. Get out of here. Go on, go.
Which, why does he do that?
Because he's not allowed to have Air Bud anymore.
Well, why did he...
Because of the basketball? I don't know.
Because of the basketball.
The basketball. The kings of basketball.
Because of the love of the game.
Yeah.
He loved the game too much.
The gods and goddesses of basketball said, mm-hmm. A dog playing basketball? I'll have none of it. I think that's how this movie goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I've seen it. Cats vs. Dogs was my favorite
that
movie for several years.
That was actually pretty good. That was actually kind of fun.
It was pretty good.
Cats are evil.
Cats are monsters. I live with a cat, and she's fine and everything. But, like, with a dog, if it lies on its back, it wants a belly rub. And then you rub its belly. And this cat will lie on its back because it wants a belly rub. And you start to rub its belly. And then she bites you.
But not all cats do that. I think you're being racist.
Some cats...
Cat does it because the person who owns the cat is like, well, that means she wants her belly rubbed. I'm like, all right, sounds good. And then she bites you, or she claws you, or she's just really, really comfortable sitting on your lap and so happy that you're petting her, that her nails just kind of come out and pierce your flesh. And I'm over it. I'm over it.
Did you ever see that episode of King of the Hill where they had a cat, and they thought it was going to be a dog, and it was the worst cat ever?
I love that show so much.
It's in Texas. Texas in Texas.
I've seen the show. Oh. I didn't see that episode. Sorry. Oh. I need to be more clear.
That's okay.
Like the difference between being from Africa and being descended from people who are from Africa.
Right. So, King of the Hill.
Sure, I was right.
I love that show.
You continue.
King of the Hill.
Tell you what.
Exactly. So you have to know.
Who yeah?
Oh, Peggy Hill.
You know who that is?
Peggy Hill.
Kathy Najimy.
Oh.
You know who that is?
No.
I mean, Peggy Hill is Kathy Najimy. Yes. You know who that is? She's Mary, the witch from Hocus Pocus.
Yes, I love her.
There's Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy Najimy.
I always love seeing her and stuff, but I never learned her name.
She is a miracle, and the reason that I noticed was because it was around Halloween, and I was watching a King of the Hill episode, and I'd recently seen Hocus Pocus, and had been IMDbing it, obviously. And I saw that name, and I was like, she was so funny. Whatever happened to her? She's just been doing King of the Hill forever.
For 13-some-odd seasons.
And she is a miracle, and I love her.
The song Genie in a Bottle was written about her.
Christina Aguilera's song?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Najimy in a Bottle.
All right. If we're going to do puns, that's fine. But you need to warn me, because Kathy Najimy is wonderful. Also, the movie Hocus Pocus is, I'm going to argue, the best movie ever made. Because Bette Midler had the most fun making that movie and no other movie.
I can see it. You can see it in every scene she's in. Even when she's like in the thing burning.
I want you to know that my favorite...
It's basically an improv scene.
My favorite thing that she does in that whole movie is when she... They're going to go back out after thinking that they lost the book and they're all just going to die. They, get the book back together. And then, not the one where they sway on the thing. No. She, opens... She's sitting in the window and she's like... So happy. And then she's like, but the first one I want to get is that little girl who was dressed as a witch. She's just the worst. And she was so mean to me. And then Mary's like consoling her. And she's like, I'm pretty, aren't I? You know, I think I always wanted a child. And now I think I'll have one. I'm toast! That is the best thing that's ever been said by anyone. Ever. I saw what your eyes were doing there, Matt.
You saw me replaying the final number from First Wives Club?
Into the
First Wives Club.
I saw that for the first time the other day.
Really?
Welcome to the civilized gay world.
Thank you very much. You know what I saw for the first time in December?
Frozen? That's a joke.
It was La Cage
aux Folles.
That's a great movie.
The Birdcage.
That was in The Birdcage.
I had never seen The Birdcage, and I want you to know that I fell in love with it.
Yeah, it's a great one.
It was really cool. I mean, like, it was... Yeah, everybody said that, and I didn't understand. I was like, whatever, he's Mrs. Doubtfire, so everybody just relax. But, like, it's so good, and and it was made in 1996.
It was before its time a little bit.
It was before its time. Absolutely. And the reason, I think, is because it was written by a French guy.
That makes sense.
The French get it. They were into black people first, and the gays. They were. It's the first place. The first place that black people had like rights, like any other person in like a few hundred years ago. Like when people were like you read things about, or I've read things about. I read a lot about black people who were free in America but just didn't feel like they had a whole lot of rights because they didn't.
Yeah.
And talked a lot about going to France because it was just better. Like, we're certainly not perfect, I'm sure. But
that makes sense because kind of I know for a fact people fled to Canada, and Canada is like...
Canada is just everybody's friend. They're just everybody's buddy.
Mm-hmm. When the world
but no one's best Canada, friend.
No one's best friend. But everybody likes to, like... Like, they're not going to... No one's going to invite Canada over to just, like, watch a movie. But they'll invite Canada to, like, the birthday party because...
Yeah.
You know.
You're not... You don't feel bummed sitting at the bar with Canada.
No. No, you never... But you also never feel, like, jazzed about it.
That's sad.
Yeah. No, but French people were great. They were nice to black people first. That's a little fact for you.
And then nice to gay people first.
Mm-hmm.
Always ahead of the curve.
Always ahead of the curve.
They had universal health care first.
Sure.
Yeah, but we kind of have it.
I think we all decided we weren't going to have it, and instead we were going to have Obamacare, which was a version of it.
It's like a Pepsi.
You know what I was doing yesterday? My roommate's boyfriend is from Israel, and he's in town this week.
He's hot, and probably.
Oh, yes. He is a very attractive young man. And I would make out with him. You know? Like,
well,
he's cute.
Probably don't.
I mean, well, that. I'm not going to. But, like...
You do what you want.
If he was... Well, you know, if he wasn't in a relationship, and he came up to me and said... And came up to me and said, hi, would you like to make out with me? I'd be like, yes. That would be great for me. And, but he and I were talking yesterday about... I was like... You know what? I don't know anything about Israel and Palestine because it's the same reason that I don't get educated about politics generally, because I figure no matter what anybody says, they're somehow lying. And I'm just never going to get the truth from anybody, and it's very discouraging, so I just try not to start. And I have no history or background in the Israel-Palestine thing. So he told me all about it, and then we talked about what? Oh, yeah, but eventually we started talking about healthcare. And I explained, and I realized that I understand the problem with, it went from healthcare to, and then it went to gay marriage. And it made me realize that I understand the problems with gay marriage by state / with the federal government better than I thought I did. And like the reasons for why it's.
Well, there's a lot of like specific talk about that issue, whereas like the whole Middle East thing is not, there's like different sects of talk about different parts of it, but like it's not, I feel like it's like we're missing some kind of piece
of what, sorry,
was like
of the Israeli Palestine conflict.
I feel like
yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, I started that out by saying how the conversation started. I don't know if I made it clear that like eventually, we got onto a different topic of conversation.
I thought you were going to talk about how you made out with him anyway. I was waiting for that part, but I guess...
No! He's very nice.
Respect
the psyche
to you, everyone.
Incidentally.
Relationships. That's what we're here to talk about.
And best time.